All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because we are back with Starless, and let's just go right into it. Because I'm kind of late on this one, and I need to give it to you, because I know you love Starless. And we'll give you extra Starless, because this one's going to be a little shorter. So you'll get more Starless after Evenickel 2 tomorrow, so look out for that. The mistress doesn't seem to give a crap about my state of exhaustion after already coming twice as she passes over some new items. It appears to be an onahole similar to the one Makoto used along with a bottle of lotion. I have to use this? Yes, you were watching Marisa, so I'm sure you already know how to use one. She nods. I doubt she's ever actually used one before. Hell, I haven't even used one before. She takes the onahole with shaky hands and applies the lotion to it. When she's got enough on there, she brings it up to my penis. Wait, before you start, why don't you both get naked? It'll help the mood. Mirai stops what she's doing and starts taking off her underwear. Seeing her take off her bra, I follow along and pull off my sweaty undershirt. Once we're both nude, she picks up where she left off and puts the onahole back up on my penis. Or back up to my penis, rather. I mean, it shows it in the CG there. I'm gonna stick it in now. Wait a second, I'm not ready. The mistress prompts Mirai to ignore me and she shoves the onahole over my cock. Ah! I scream in pleasure by reflex as my penis is wrapped in silicone. Marcus claimed that it's better than the real thing, certainly has some weight to it. It feels pretty damn good. I can feel the tight hole squeezing and sucking on my member. For a second, I thought I might just come sticking it in. Come to think of it, Makoto used a condom with it, but I'm not wearing one this time. That means there's nothing blocking the aphrodisiac lotion from being absorbed directly into my penis. I can already feel the effects of it coming on. Hurry up, please, get me off this thing. I beg and plead. If I don't get this thing off fast, I'm gonna go insane. You want me to hurry up and get you off? Okay. She mishears me and starts pumping on it even harder. No, that's not what I... Ugh! The feeling of the tip of my member rubbing against the inside of my own hole is far more intense than I could have imagined. I almost pass out. Does it feel good? I'm dying! I'm trapped inside the onahole's nightmarish pleasure, with the aphrodisiacs to heighten my sensitivity. Without even thinking about it, I find myself thrusting against the onahole like I'm trying to fuck it. Nahaha, look at him thrusting his hips. He thinks he's having sex with an onahole. What a retard. Marisa bursts out laughing. Yeah. I'm coming! It doesn't take long before my first experience with onahole is me coming up on a third orgasm. Cum shoots from the other end of the onahole. Look at her face. It feels every drop is bursting from my testicles like a fountain. I finish and lie back against the mattress exhausted. My lower half is covered in cum, with some of it still oozing out of the tip of the onahole. Wow, look at all of it. The showy display astonishes Mirai. After waiting a few pre-seconds, she takes the onahole off my penis. Ack! I breathe a sigh of relief now that I'm free from that contraption. Marcus sure knows how to make these things. That was insane. I don't want to go through something like that ever again, but I do kind of want a few of these to take with me after I leave this place. I'm finished. She sets the onahole down and informs the mistress. Good. Next will. Before the mistress can continue, Mirai noticed my penis shrinking in her hands. My balls are completely drained. I don't have a single drop left. I think the same would happen to anyone after coming three times. Well, we can't exactly continue with him in this state. She looks at my flaccid penis and sighs in exasperation. You'll have to do something about that first. But how? I can inject some drugs in his balls and make him hard for you if you want. That would defeat the point. She needs to accomplish this with her own hands. Marisa butts in, but the mistress shoots her down immediately. After giving it some thought, the mistress comes up with an idea. You could try using your mouth. That might get him back up. I'll give it a shot. She grabs my penis. Just a little more, Sawatari. You can do it. Honestly, that's not something I really have control over. I just have to leave it to her. After stroking me with her hands for a while and getting no reaction, she decides to try the mistress's idea. She brings her face up to my member and delivers a soft kiss to the tip. She starts out gentle but gradually gets more and more intense as she starts raining kisses on the head of my cock. Oh! My penis throbs at her touch. Seeing her kissing it like that is unbelievably arousing. She uses her tongue to look around the tip while her fingers fiddle with my nipples. Ah! The erotic display turns me on more and more. It's working! Midori's efforts pay off and my penis wakes from its slumber. Okay, he's hard. Nice. Go ahead and make him come with your mouth while you're at it. Alright. She takes my erect penis into her mouth. She envelops the head of my penis with the warm and pleasant folds of her mouth. She bobs hard up and down against my cock. The feeling of her wet lips pursing against it as her tongue coats it with saliva is like heaven compared to the wild and violent pleasure from before. Ah! This is amazing! The erotic spectacle before me motivates my empty balls to create more semen. Once enough is gathered, I'm overcome with an itching desire to get rid of it. Midori is able to tell I'm ready and he immediately starts sucking harder on it. You're sucking so hard, I'm gonna coom! She gives it everything she has in order to get me to come. It's intense and I have no hope of holding out against it. I'm cooming! Swallow it! She gulps down the cum in her mouth. Ugh! The cum slows to a drizzle as my balls are drained once again. Midori sucks up the last bits of cum left inside before taking it out of her mouth. When my penis falls out of her mouth, it's completely soft and flaccid. That makes four times. I don't think I'll be getting hard again anytime soon. Good job, Midori. Now we have to think of another way to make him erect. My head's a little foggy, so I can only barely make out what she's saying, but I'm pretty sure I just heard something I don't like. I can't go on. Please, no more. I plead for my life. Honestly think I might die if we keep going. Oh, come on. You're made of sterner stuff than that. Midori, give him a hand job. Make it a really hard and fast one. We'll see how that works out. Okay. She grabs my cock and follows the mistress's orders. Love the innocent face there. And it doesn't look, you know, it doesn't have like the childish innocence. It has like just regular old innocence. I like that. I mean, to each their own, but I'd point out my preferences. She tries it for a while, but my penis remains completely unresponsive. It's no good, no reaction. It doesn't leave us with many options. Oh well, guess we'll have to do the same for Sawatari. The mistress takes the penis pump out of the box and passes it over. Here we go again. Use that. Oh, very well. Though hesitant, Midori attempts to put the pump over my penis. Ah! I know how scary that thing is after seeing it in action on Makoto. Granted, it's smaller than the one they used on him, but that doesn't make me feel much better. When she gets it all set up, she picks up the squeeze pump connected to it. Here I go. I've actually got one of those old-fashioned ones. It didn't do anything for me, but it felt weird. I don't like it. I like the automatic ones. Those are a little better. Just gotta be careful with them. She gets up her nerves and squeezes the bulb. Ah! The sound of air being sucked out of the container is dreadful to my eyes. Once the air is thoroughly drained out, my penis gets stretched out against the glass of the container, just like Makoto's. Yeah! I can see why Makoto looked like he was in so much pain. The pain feels like your cock is literally going to be ripped apart. That are not supposed to be painful, so I have no idea what the hell they're using. My penis pumps out more and more with each pump. Yeah, that's kind of the effect you get. Eventually, it's forced all the way to a full erect state. Ah! Ah! Are you okay? She stops pumping and looks at me with concern. Don't stop now! Marisa immediately interrupts her by yelling. Keep sucking air out. Let's just see how much his cock can take. But... do it! Okay. She pressures Mitarai into continuing. Stop! I can't take it anymore! I scream for her to stop, but she just keeps going, adding more pain. Yeah! The container is already empty of air, and the pump keeps trying to suck it straight out of my urethra. Ouch! It's like the cum is being sucked straight from my balls. I grip the sheets and try to bear the pain. As I lie helpless against the pump, it doesn't take long before I can feel my semen ready to come out. It's coming out! I scream and launch my cum inside the container. Ugh! I'm not supposed to come inside of a pump. Yeah! The fierce suction power pulls all the cum out at once, filling the container with white liquid, almost making me pass out in the process. I've never experienced anything like it. Yeah! It gets sucked out so quickly that it only lasts a couple seconds. I look down and see my penis poking out from a pool of semen. Are you okay? Seeing that I'm moving, she asks with concern. Unfortunately, I'm so tired I can't even muster the energy to respond. You can take that off him now. Okay. Sawatari, I'm taking it off now, okay? She removes the apparatus from my penis, thank God. Ugh. The semen inside of it leaks out all over the floor. Ugh. My penis remains erect even after she takes the device off. I'm a bit scared because I can't feel any sensation down there. Maybe we went a bit too far. Yeah, he's fine. Just give him some time and he'll be back to normal. Marisa remarks with utmost apathy. It's not broken, is it? Mitarai shows some unease. Well, if you're that worried... She tosses something over to Mitarai. Use that and check for yourself. As a thin, cylindrical-shaped object, it gets thinner at the tip. Mitarai stares at it blankly, unsure what it's for. What is this thing? A urethra vibrator? That sounds like it hurts. If that thing can't make him come, it must mean that his dick is really broke. It means his dick must really be broken. Urethra. Her brow wrinkles. Go on, give it a try. Just shove it down his cock hole and flip the switch. Simple, right? Simple for you to say. Not so simple for me. You want to make sure his penis isn't damaged, don't you? Better hurry up and check. Alright. With shaky hands, she brings the vibrator up to my member. Wow, look at her face! Good lord! After some deliberation, she gets the nerve to proceed. I'm sorry, Sawatari. Oh, God, that face. But I'm only doing this because I'm worried about you, okay? After trying to lighten her burden of guilt, she inserts the vibrator into my numb penis. Yeah! I wail and flail about as the foreign object suddenly penetrates my urethra. And we all felt that, gentlemen. We all felt that pain just now. I'll turn it on. I don't know if that'll make it any better. Midori rushes for the switch to try to put me at ease. How do you even comb for that thing? Ah! The vibrator hums as it rattles inside my penis. I'm so glad it's you and not me. It feels like every nerve in my body is being rubbed the wrong way. Oh, ouch. I'm forced into another orgasm and the cum starts spraying from the hole into the vibrator. Ow, God, that's gotta be uncomfortable. Whoa. After spraying up like a fountain for a second or two, the geyser comes to a stop. Midori stares in blank surprise as the cum hits her face. Looks like it's not broken. That sucks. Really? You are wanting it to be broken? Mars's comment snaps Midori out of her stupor and she quickly pulls the vibrator out of my penis. Thank God. Oof. Sawatari, are you okay? My penis immediately droops over and goes flaccid once the semen-covered vibe is removed. I've went through so much crazy crap in such a short time that my brain just can't keep up. I start drifting into unconsciousness. Sawatari, stay with us! The last thing I hear before everything goes dark is Midori's voice. I wake up momentarily and turn over to get more comfortable, only to be blocked by something. I give up on going back to sleep and open my eyes. Where am I? I look around and notice that I'm lying on the sofa in the lesson room. It's then that I remember what just happened to me. Midori notices I'm up and comes over. Oh, you're awake. She looks relieved to see I'm okay. I went too far earlier, I'm sorry. She apologizes to me first thing. That's okay, you were just following the mistress's orders. I've had to do some pretty nasty stuff to her too. Compared to some of that, this isn't so bad. I've noticed I'm wearing my clothes. Was that you? Yeah, I'm sorry, should I not have? Oh no, I'm grateful. I was just thinking it must have been tough work. Yeah, it took a little while, but I managed. Look at her eyes. She's clearly infatuated with him. It's a little embarrassing to have my clothes changed by a girl. If it's gonna happen, I at least want it to be awake at the time. I get up from the sofa and check my condition. Are you going to be okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Looks like that little nap did the trick. According to the clock, I was out for about an hour. I still feel a little sluggish, but it's nothing I can't deal with. That sounds like her, folks. She says after you passed out, Lady Marisa was bent on waking you up with a stun gun. Oof! I had a heck of a time trying to talk her out of it. I see. That fiend, her terror knows no bounds. Thanks, that would have been one hell of a rude awakening, right? Well, I'll be going back to my room now. The mistress said you have the rest of the afternoon off. Alright, I think I'll go back to my room too. I want to hop in bed and have myself a proper nap. We leave the lesson room and head to our rooms. See you later. Yeah. After saying goodbye, I open the door to my room and walk in. Whew. Just woke up, but I could really use some rest. I wobble over to my bed and dive in. There's nothing more comfortable than your own bed. I nestle into my cozy little bed. Today's lesson ended pretty early. Even taking into account the time I was passed out, there's still a good amount of time to rest before dinner. I reach over for my alarm clock and set it to wake me up before dinner. Then I close my eyes and quickly drift into sleep. Ring! Ugh! I search around with my hand to punch the alarm clock off and open my eyes. The sun has already set and the room is dark. I look at the clock to see I'm just in time for dinner and get out of bed. Whew, that was a nice nap. I stretch and crack my joints. My body seems to be in good shape after my nap. Just in case, I reach into my pants and check things down there too, as he should. The pain is gone and my balls have their weight and shape back. Looks like it's still working, at least. It's definitely going through a pounding. I've been overworking it so much that the skin feels a little harder and the color is even starting to get darker. Uh-oh! Amy might start as that old joke. That old joke where he's like, he basically says, I'm trying to get a black man's dick, and basically he does all these things, and he said, look how dark it is! And it's an old joke. It's a funny old joke. I've been overworking it so much the skin feels a little darker. Okay, yeah, we got it. I'm starting to worry that it really will turn black by the time I leave this place. God knows I don't want to become impotent at my age from using it too much. I think I've come a year's worth of semen in a week. And yet somehow I think my loins are bursting with more energy than ever. No matter how much I come, by the next day I'm already ready to go again. I figure it's because of the drugs they're giving me, but there's no guarantee that things will go back to normal after I stop taking them. I shudder to think about what I'll be like if this keeps up even after I go back home. I'll end up having to masturbate like several times a day. Even worse, what if after all I've been through it turns out that I can't get satisfaction from masturbating anymore? Oh, what am I thinking? I'm sure everything would go back to normal as long as I stop taking the drugs. I shake that terrifying thought from my head and leave for the dining room. As I step out into the hallway, Mirai opens the door. She must have heard me. Did you sleep well? Yeah, pretty good. Are you on your way to the dining room too? Yeah, I figured we might as well go together. She must have been waiting for me to get up first. Sounds good, let's go. Okay. We exchange smiles and start walking down the hallway. We walk in the dining room to see pretty much everyone already present, with Mikiko busy preparing for dinner. Mirai goes into the kitchen to help her out while I take my seat. The table again is lined with mouth-watering and extravagant dishes. Once everything is ready, it's time for dinner, the last big event of the day. I satisfy myself with Mikiko's scrumptious cooking and the meal ends without incident. Oh, I made it through another day in one piece. After taking my daily bath and turning off the boiler, I come back to my room. I head straight for the bed and set the alarm clock before lying down. Next to my bed are a number of car magazines that I borrowed from Marika. I pick one of them up and flip through it. There's a valuable car on every single page, ranging from the latest models to old vintage classics. Each and every one are completely out of my reach. Only a small portion of this magazine's reader base actually have the resources to own any of these cars. Marika's lucky enough to be one of them. Not only that, but she has an entire collection of them. I could barely believe my eyes when I saw it. When she gave me permission to handle her collection, I nearly jumped for joy. Everything else at this place has been awful, but this is the best thing that's happened to me here. I can't wait to get started on it tomorrow. While flipping through the pages looking at cars, I start to doze off. Day 8, folks. We are getting to the point where I can actually start making choices. Day 9 is when choices start affecting endings. So when you see day 9, I will be heading towards bad ends. Keep that in mind, guys. Heading towards bad ends and eventually going through all of them. Because I don't think there is a good ending, but we will go through all the days. Be quiet! I fumble around to turn the alarm off and shut it up like every morning. I fight the desire to just dive under the covers and go back to sleep. I stumble to my feet and have a good stretch. The clock says 6 o'clock, same as usual. With all the sleep I got yesterday, I'm feeling pretty good today. Even my sex organs are back in top shape, enough to get morning wood at least. I shake my head at my little guy's energy and head over to the sink. I brush my teeth, wash my face, and change into my uniform. Time for another day! I shake off my drowsiness and set off to perform my morning duties. I catch Mirai leaving her room on Route 2 on my way out. Oh, Sawatari, good morning. She flashes me one of her pleasant smiles. Good morning. I return a smile and we walk down the hallway together. Once we reach the bottom of the stairs, it's time to part ways and work on our individual tasks. I've got to go feed Cerberus. I'll see you later. Yeah, later. I head to the basement to take care of my own job. I go down the stairs to the basement and start up the boiler. First we power it up, and... I know what standard procedure by... I follow what standard procedure by now. There we go. All the readings are normal and my work here is done. Now to tend to the princess and give one last double check to the boiler readings before leaving the basement. I stop in front of Marius's room and pause a second to adjust my appearance. I take a deep breath to get my nerves under control and knock. Come in! She answers with her usual angry tone. Excuse me. She's waiting for me in her underwear. Good morning, Lady Marissa. Spare me the pleasantries. Just get your butt over here. My bladder's so full it's about to burst. If you need to go that badly, just go. Is it really that important to her that I drank her pee? Piss, whatever. Okay, maybe that's a stupid question. Hurry up! She presents herself to me. She looks on with satisfaction as I kneel down before her. Pardon me. I reach up for a bra. And she's dressed. All finished. After checking for any dust and seeing that everything is in order, I give the okay. Good. Now you can get out. After getting what she wants, she gives me the cold shoulder and lays me out. I'll take my leave then. I make my escape. That always takes the energy out of me. I sigh. She made me drink so much today that I think I might be belching up some pea-flavored burps pretty soon. I need to wash my mouth out. I proceed to the dining room and grab some breakfast. I arrive at the front hall just in time to see Midorai coming in from feeding Cerberus. Welcome back! Thanks, looks like it's gonna be a scorcher today. Ready to get some breakfast? Yeah, let's go. After a quick little exchange, we make our way to the dining room together. Once inside, we notice Kyochi and the mistress are absent again. Mikako comes over to say hello as soon as she notices us. Good morning. You too. Yes, good morning. Where's the mistress? The mistress is holed up in the bathroom again. I feel for her. Kyochi is apparently not feeling well. I haven't seen him this morning. Looks like I dodged a bullet this morning. I'll have your breakfast ready shortly. Oh, let me help. I watch them disappear into the kitchen and take a seat. The moment I sit down, the door to the dining room opens. That feels much better. In walks the mistress with an expression of relief on her face. Looks like she had better luck in the bathroom today. That's good. Look, I gotta agree. There's nothing like a big, nice big shit after you've been backed up for days. Yes. The feeling of those huge logs passing through your anus. She says it feels so good she had a slight orgasm. Now, I won't say I had that, but folks, if you've been constipated for a long time and you finally get going, dude, you feel lighter. Everything feels great. It's like you're ready to greet the world. Like, yes. It's healthy and just good. She walks into a dining room going on joyfully about pooping. It's not the kind of thing I want to hear when I'm about to eat, thank you. But it is important. Don't make me bring up the Bristol stool softness chart here. Or the Bristol stool chart. Very important. If you guys haven't looked that up, look up that Bristol stool chart. Make sure that you're bowels are the way they should be, because it could say that there's problems with your stomach, digestive systems, a lot of that stuff. And we eat garbage in this country, so garbage is not going to do well in our stomachs. Oh, good morning, Savitari. Good morning. She says, I wish I could have shown you the poop I made. Now that's something that baby says. Look at the poop I made! Now that's a little much. I don't think I want to see it. Lord! The shape and color was just so perfect. I almost wanted to take a picture to commemorate it. That's lovely. I answer with a forced smile. I'm about to eat breakfast and I have no idea how to deal with this conversation. Luckily, Mirai comes in with the food and interrupts. Ah, good morning, madam. Good morning. Could you bring me some breakfast as well? Yes, of course, right away. Mirai sets our food down on the table and quickly goes back into the kitchen to bring out the mistresses as well. When the mistress takes a seat in her chair, the door to the dining room flies open again. It's Marisa, showing up for the second day in a row. Marie says, oh, Marisa, how unusual to see you at breakfast. I'm just a little thirsty is all. She heads straight for the kitchen without even giving me a glance. I'm a little worried considering what happened yesterday. Hopefully this time she really is just thirsty. I decided to just sit and wait for Mirai to come back. After a small while, she comes back in the dining room with the mistress's portion. Here you are. Sorry for the wait. She looks a little perturbed as she arranges the food on the table. She must have saw Marisa and thought the same thing I did. You look a bit distraught. What's wrong? Oh, it's nothing. Breakfast is ready and we all sit down and eat. Our cups are empty though, probably because Marius is hogging the milk again. Marisa comes back into the dining room carrying a bottle of milk, just like yesterday. In the other hand is a cup of milk for herself that she sips on as she walks over. Ah, cold and delicious. Don't drink while you walk, that's bad manners. Oh, who cares? Today's really freaking hot. I need to quench my throat. I bet you guys are thirsty too. Here, I'll pour some for you. Drink up. She pours milk in a meterized cup. Things are starting to go the same as yesterday. Come on, drink. When she's finished pouring, she pushes the cups closer to us. What's wrong? You don't like milk? The mistress cuts in out of curiosity. No, not necessarily. Mirai doesn't know how to answer. I personally don't drink all that much milk, but Mirai said that she makes sure to have a cup every morning. I bet that's part of the secret to her huge breasts. It might be. Oh Lord, here we go. Our milk comes freshly squeezed from our cows on our ranch. It's much better than what you'd find in most stores. Don't you agree? Yes, it is. She says, personally, I much prefer the milk freshly squeezed from Sawatari, though. Ha 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 ha. I laugh nervously, not knowing how to respond. Now I know the reason the mistress doesn't drink milk. She wants my milk instead. Are you going to refuse the milk I personally poured for you? Now drink. Mirai reaches for the cup after being pressured into it. There's one thing that's different from yesterday, though, and that's the fact that the mistress is here. With the mistress here, that means the bathroom isn't occupied, so even if the same thing happens again, she can just run to the toilet this time. I'm sure that thought made it a lot easier for her to drink. Down the hatch, she brings the cup up to her lips with shaky hands. Glug, glug. Oh, she's got that covered. She forces herself to chug it all down. God, how big is the fucking glass? She finishes the cup and sets it back on the table. All finished. How about seconds? Are you mad? No, thank you. Hey, Hey, yeah, I guess I don't blame you. Two cups of that stuff, and who knows what'll happen to you. Huh? Marisa mutters as she sets her own cup back on the table. Hey, isn't that bottle? The mistress murmurs when she sees the label. Ugh. Mirai suddenly turns pale and stands from her seat. What the? Sweat forms on her brow and her entire body is shaking. It's obvious something is wrong. What is it? She's unable to answer through her grit teeth. Suddenly, her belly starts rumbling. My stomach! What? She leans forward and holds her belly. Whatever it is she put in the milk this time, it's obviously different from yesterday. Hey, Marisa, that's the milk with the laxatives I used when I stopped up for too long. What? Our eyes widen. Oops. Sorry about that. Must have grabbed the wrong milk by mistake. She sticks her tongue out and gives a wooden apology. It's pretty obvious she did it on purpose considering the milk she poured for herself appears to be normal. You even used one that's way past the expiration date. Oh no, Mirai grimaces as her stomach growls and rumbles. Since her laxatives are meant for the mistress, there's no doubt as to how potent they are. One look at Mirai is enough to attest to that. It's only been seconds and Mirai is already fighting just to stay on her feet. I'm sorry, Mirai. Looks like my daughter accidentally fed you some bad stuff. Oh, but don't worry. They're just laxatives. They'll only make your bowels a bit more loose is all. Considering how quickly they took effect, I'd say it's more than a bit. That's fine. I just need to go to the bathroom. Mirai waddles her way to the door. She won't even make it in time if she doesn't hurry, but her condition prevents her from moving any faster than a slow walk. Oh, wait a second, Mirai. What is it? If I don't hurry, I'm going to soil myself. Mirai can barely squeak out an answer. I'm terribly sorry, but I pooped so much earlier that I stopped it up. I'm afraid you can't use it. Huh? Mirai almost faints when she hears the awful news. I put in a call to have someone fix it as soon as possible. But we are out in the mountains after all. It'll probably take until this evening for them to get out here and have it fixed. No! Mirai stands there blankly with her legs rattling, not knowing what to do. What? I'm sorry, but you'll just have to hold it until then? No way, no way! I didn't even think of that. I don't even think I'll be able to wait 10 minutes, let alone until evening. She appeals to the mistress. Even so, about to find out. Even so, I can't do anything about it. She says the second floor toilet is unusable. Well, I'm about to find out. If all else fails, I can do it outside. Mirai proposes a last resort. No, I will not allow that. We don't want your dirty little shit all over our nice garden. Isn't that right, Mother? Well, I would prefer our servants to refrain from shameful acts like that. Then what do you call the other embarrassing crap you make us do all the time? Wow. You're definitely torturing her. Aren't you embarrassed to be crapping outside? Have you no shame as a human being? You better hold it in, even if it kills you. I'd say I'd be more embarrassed to crap in the middle of the dining room, but I don't think that would accomplish anything. Marisa must have checked the toilet before coming here and had it all planned out. I know what she's up to. She wants me to act as a toilet again. But what am I supposed to do? I can't hold it much longer. I'm gonna soil myself. Mirai pleads for help, sweating profusely. This is a problem, all right. There we go. If you really can't hold it, you can use the same toilet that you did yesterday. Of course, I will be cutting the scene. Here it comes. I was afraid she'd say that. Mirai looks over at me with blank surprise. Oh, what are you talking about, Marisa? Yesterday, when you were using the bathroom, she had to pee and couldn't hold it, so I let her use his mouth as a toilet. Oh my, what a fantastic idea, she says. As devilishly as possible. The mistress says with delight. So I figure we could just do the same thing today. Problem solved in the fucking Twilight Zone hell. That sounds lovely. I'd love to see that. What happened to the spiel about servants not doing something shameful? It's quite shameful, folks. But we're talking about poop this time, not pee. Isn't that quite a leap to make without some practice first? It's all the same crap, just comes from a different hole is all. It'll be fine. Isn't that right, Salutari? Like hell it is! Liquid is one thing, but solids? I don't even want to think about it. No, absolutely not! I know it'd be a waste of time to talk to Maurice about it, so I direct my qualms to the mistress. I have to place my last hopes on her. Alright, Salutari, get ready for it. She's not even listening. I was a fool for even trying. Of course, no one here gives a crap about what I think. Oh my god. You hear that? Mirai's gonna let you crap in his mouth. Good for you, huh? The squat over his face and let it rip. Oh my god. I don't know, folks. What? Peeing is one thing, but this? No way, I can't do it. Mirai shakes her head in denial. Fine, that means you just have to hold it instead. That's not fair. Ah, I can't hold it. She groans as she tries to hold back her natural bodily functions to no avail. She has no time to waste. She has to choose. But anyone could see she's about to soil herself. That is, if she hasn't already soiled herself a bit already. In reality, there's only one option available for her to take. Salutari, take off your clothes and get yourself in the toilet position just like yesterday. If you keep stalling, she's gonna crap herself. I'm going to hold you responsible if that happens, and you can bet that comes with some punishment. Hold on, let me think of a good one. Ugh, that's disgusting. She says, oh no, I'll let you eat my poop and pee every single day for dinner. What? Anything with that, please. Things are already bad enough as is, but that would be like hitting rock bottom. I can't hold it. It's coming. Wait up. I'll get ready. Seeing her legs about to give out on her, I quickly start taking off my clothes. I've got no choice. I have to take her poop in my mouth. You've got to be fucking kidding me. It's okay. She's a clean woman. I'm sure it won't taste that. Oh my god. At least that's what I keep telling myself to make me feel better. He squats down on the floor with a contorted expression. She looks ready to blow any second. I can't stop it. It's coming. I toss my clothes aside, rush into position under her. Okay, we're cutting right now because I know you guys don't want to see it, and it's a shame that I even have to go through this. Oh my fucking god, this is insane. I flipped through all the scenes and lewdness, and I flipped through all the scenes and potential ability, and there was nothing this fucking insane. There's some crazy shit, and a lot of shit, but not this shit. So yeah, I think we're gonna cut right here. That's nothing I want to see, nothing you want to see, nothing we want to have here. So we're gonna just go ahead and skip it. And this will be the Grim Lord, and I will be back with more Starless, and it'll be after this. Don't worry.